The EPA has issued a study saying that blood mercury levels in women of childbearing age dropped 34% between roughly 2000 and 2010, perhaps because women may have shifted to eating types of fish with lower mercury concentrations. The federal agency says more work needs to be done on mercury, including along the south shore of Lake Superior. An approximately $1 million grant to Wisconsin will help mimic a program Minnesota uses on the north shore of the lake. State of Wisconsin Health Officer Dr. Henry Anderson says Ashland, Bayfield, and Douglas counties, the Red Cliff Band of Chippewa, and local medical clinics will distribute more information about mercury advisories and ways to avoid the worst contamination.
It used to be that we provided the information directly from the state, and we'll continue to do that. But what we're looking at doing is also involving the clinical individuals.
The new grant comes from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The Government Accounting Office recently urged the EPA to do a better job of assessing the results of GLRI-funded projects. EPA Midwest Director Susan Hedman says her agency welcomed the GAO report.
We had already been moving in those directions, and receiving that reinforcement from GAO has been very helpful.
But one congressional Republican says taxpayers are wondering if they're getting their money's worth. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.